Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's Jeff.
Unhealthy beverages do pay off. See, I knew college Jeff was smart about something.
And there's Jen.
I don't have any in-between bras, only ones that are total disasters or ones I never, ever wear.
Together, the Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
How much would you pay for designer shoes? And then, how would you feel if you got duped and they actually weren't designer at all and they were incredibly affordable? Wait till you hear about the Payless stunt viral video. Oh my gosh, you're going to love the results of this one here in just a second. Then coming up at 8:20 this morning, we are hooking you up on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Yeah, if you would like to go to Jingle Jam, which is happening on December 12th at the Coca-Cola Roxy Theater, Brian Elliott, O-A-R, and Jesse McCartney, you can get your tickets at 8:20. And of course, if you want to buy them, go with all your friends, star941atlanta.com.
All right, have you seen this stunt viral video? Here's the basic premise behind the whole thing. They set up a pop-up shop in California, which is this fancy boutique, and it's called Palessi. P-A-L-E-S-S-I, Palessi.
Hold on, I know this is important. So P-A-L-I-S-S-I.
P-A-L-E-S-S-I. Palessi. Doesn't it sound designer? Doesn't it sound rich and fabulous?
Are you wearing Palessi? I am.
So they create this pop-up shop that's all a boutique for shoes. And their shoes featured all over it. And they say, in order to debut this pop-up shop before the holidays, we're inviting all these social media influencers in fashion.
Would you like to come to Palessi? Post about it on your Instagram story and we'll give you a discount on our shoes.
So all these influencers show up and they're talking about the incredible quality of the shoes. They're in awe of them. I mean, they're cradling them as if they are the baby Jesus itself.
Kelly, I heard that Palessi himself is coming to the event tonight.
Palessi may actually show up.
I heard he's never been pictured in a photograph.
They're trying on the shoes. They're asking the folks that are the influencers, how much would you pay for this? And one of them paid up to $640 for a pair of these designer Palessi shoes.
Did Palessi ever show up?
Palessi did not show up.
Why did he not show up?
But they revealed that the pop-up shop was actually created by Payless. And the influencers were talking about Payless's shoes. So this is what it sounded like.
They're elegant, sophisticated.
I just think it's so classy.
And I could tell it was made with high-quality material.
People are going to be like, where'd you get those? Those are amazing.
These are actually from Payless.
You've got to be kidding me.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Totally duped. And Payless said they wanted to highlight how cool and designer their shoes are and also put a spotlight on the influencer culture and how some of the fashion bloggers may or may not know what they're talking about.
Your theory is that this whole thing might be a hoax.
I had that thought yesterday. I was like, are the influencers actually influencers that they brought to this? Or did Payless hire actors to be influencers? I don't know why, but just like watching the viral video, I just had a couple of doubts. But you know, sometimes when you watch these viral videos, you get skeptical. Like,
of course.
Was it created to become viral? Was it really a great stunt that they pulled off? Was it any video like that? You're like, is it really a captured moment or not?
But there really is nothing better than when you're wearing something from Old Navy or Target or TJ Maxx or Ross or wherever or Payless. And people walk up to you and they're like, dang, those shoes are so cute. Where did you get those? And you say Payless and their expression on their faces, those look expensive. Like it's not how much you pay. It's how you wear it, in my opinion. So
you're like, look at my budget fashion.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
How you wear it gently and not after you've washed it the third time.
Right. Not through a puddle.
Right.
So I was wondering if the whole stunt was a stunt or if they actually pulled it off.
I'm living in a hashtag fake news culture. I think the whole thing's fake.
You do?
I think that, yes.
But then I guess people could go and follow these social media influencers and see if they actually are influencers. And if they've got like hundreds of thousands of followers, then that couldn't be faked.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think you could spot a fake shoe?
I think I could. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You could tell the difference how.
I like shoes, though. You know me. I got
that's
a ton
why
of
I'm
shoes.
Asking you, because I know you're a shoe guy.
I love shoes. I could. I mean, I think they could, might have some really nice quality shoes. I just don't think that they... I don't think they would be the same quality as, like, a crafted, nice leather shoe.
So you think if you had a whole bunch in front of you, you could spot the fake?
Easily.
No way.
100%.
No way.
That's not a fake. It's just it's a less expensive shoe. 100%.
Just by looking at it. But I wonder how could you cut... Well, you know where my head is going here.
Where?
I think we put him to the test.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. All right. I think we figure out if there is... if we can figure it out with like a designer shop in Atlanta or something.
This is going to be easier than you with wine.
Like, you think?
Yes, it's a craftsmanship issue.
No way. There's no way. This is going to be so much harder than you think.
For sure. We'll try to put it together and see if Jeff can spot a fake, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.